around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's get right back to it as we begin hour two together today, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 19th. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. The National Communal Forum kicks off these next 60 minutes that we have with you today. It is week 278 since we added the NCF to the show. This is where we discuss national matters impacting areas where we have local affiliates. We talk politics, local happenings, travel and tourism. Simply put, it's our way to give you real-time reports that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. Three of our nearly 610 weekly affiliates since we just welcomed a station in Tampa last hour, they are now waiting for us on the show hotline. Mary, who are they?
All right, let's welcome. We have from Magnum Broadcasting the president, Michael Stapleford, representing our Florida Keys affiliates, FM 96.9 WKEZ and FM 102.5 WPIK Radio. We have BJ DeGroat, brand manager, AM 1150, FM 103.5 and FM 106.3 WHBY Radio. And that is Appleton, Wisconsin, part of the Green Bay DMA. And hey, we've got a Carey on the show today, another one, Sean Carey. Let's welcome you. You're from our Williamsport, Pennsylvania affiliates, AM 1380 and FM 94.5, WMLP and AM 1340 and FM 101.7, WWPA Radio in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre
DMA. Now it's time to go to break with that.
Yes,
listen, anytime
goodness.
We can add another Carey to the show, we're going to do that.
Did I
guys?
Miss anything there?
Yeah, exactly. Good morning, guys, and welcome.
And thank you.
All right, so everyone around the country knows who you are and where you're from. And, Mike, we're going to start with you. You're going to lead off for us today, if you will. You know, I want you to give everyone listening around the country, you know, how's the summer season going there in the Florida Keys? And, you know, you've got a big week ahead to your south in Key West. I'm looking at some information right now. Hemingway Days is about to begin. It runs this Wednesday through next Sunday. How much of an impact does that have on the area?
It has a very large impact, actually. Summer season is traditionally kind of a down season in the Florida Keys, time to kind of catch our breath a little bit, but we're really not able to do that. Hemingway Days kicks off July 23rd through the 27th, a lot of different festivals and get-togethers that honor the legend of Hemingway. There's the Hemingway House, of course, is here, very famous for its cats, etc., and then literary readings and a Hemingway lookalike contest culminates the whole thing, including also a running of the bulls, which are bulls on wheels on wooden structures that go down Duval Street. Then we go right into spiny lobster mini season, July 30th through the 31st as well, keeping us busy. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a great
spiny
thing.
Lobster, yeah.
And actually, I understand that the Ernest Hemingway, what's going on, his granddaughter is involved as well, too, which has got to be interesting.
Yes, the family continues to be involved with, you know, his heritage, and they're receiving the Hemingway Rum Company gets involved. Their family's involved with that, and that's a big part of it. So, yeah.
Listen, the rum, the spiny lobster coming. I
and
mean,
why are we not there, Robert?
Exactly,
yeah,
there we
all
go,
right,
now.
Thank you, Mike. So now we're going to go.
Come on down.
Yeah, sounds fun. That's up my alley. I'm a huge Hemingway fan. All right, so let's get to Appleton, Wisconsin. So last year at this time, RJ, who does our open road segment here on the show, he was there in your area, BJ, attending the massive EAA Air Venture Oshkosh Air Show. He kept sending us photos. He wanted to go back this year. He enjoyed it so much. So it starts today. Talk with us about how big of an impact this air show has on your part of the state. And I'm guessing hotels and campgrounds are probably pretty full.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All eyes to the sky as EAA's Air Venture kicks off. You know, a lot of people coming in this weekend and then officially kicks off on Monday. Last year, 688,000 people through the gates. They continue to set records each and every year. And this is a worldwide event. I mean, you can pretty much put every country on the map when it comes to EAA. And Whitman Regional Airport turns into the busiest airport in the country at this time. So we're very excited, and you want to talk about hotels and restaurants. It is a massive massive event. And actually, for me personally, we've rented out our house for the last 7 years for the group that comes in from California. So that is very common this time of year for many people to rent out their houses as well.
BJ,
so,
yeah, I love that. And I've got to say, the folks got to be happy because, you know, now that we have no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, they're all working. I mean, they're just, you know, you've got cash registers, you know, just printing like a printing press up there at this point.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And really, you know, the unique thing about EAA is, you know, everybody, you know, focuses on the planes and the air shows and things like that. For a lot of people in Northeast Wisconsin, it's about the people that come and those relationships that you build. We've had the same group for now 7 years, and we really look forward to it each and every year.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah. All right, so, Sean, you know, when you're building a lineup in baseball, you always put your best hitter in the three hole. So being there in Williamsport, you know this, so the pressure is on. Rudy, where do you want to go with Sean? Or I'll go back to something that we said. You may want to say for whom the bell tolls.
Well, all three of our guests, their destinations have big things coming up. In less than a week, Sean, you've got the Little League World Series, right, with 935 players coming in?
It's going to be big. Actually, it's going to be starting August 13th. 20 teams from around the world will be part of this great event. We're hoping for a phenomenal tournament like last year. History was made last year. A team out of Florida, Lake Mary Little League in Florida, won on a walk-off bunt in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So we expect more exciting baseball, and it's all officially going to kick off on Tuesday night, August the 12th. More than 40,000 people expected in downtown Williamsport for annual Grand Slam Parade. Everybody will be back downtown for the Williamsport Welcomes the World Street Festival going into championship weekend. So it's just going to be a great week and a half of baseball. And for anyone that's a baseball fan, you know, ESPN does a wonderful job covering it on TV and on digital. But to experience it in person, it's totally different. And it's a must do for sure.
Well, that's a big deal. I mean, and all those people coming in there. So, again, the hotel and the restaurant business, they're all campers. They're all doing well there, too, right now, Williamsport. Good news.
It's a busy month.
All right, so last hour, guys, we talked about, gave the results of our latest travel polls, and had a little fun with it because about 14% of people, they were negative. But I want your opinion on this. So are you excited for the America's 250 celebration that's, ahead? We're going to be celebrating, obviously, our country and how great it is. And anything special in your area? So, Mike, are you excited for America's 250?
I certainly am. I remember the bicentennial, actually, and I think the 250th is going to be even bigger. There's just talk beginning now about what the Florida Keys will be doing to commemorate that celebration. So looking forward to it, yes.
BJ, what say you?
Well, I got to be honest, all of our focus this year has been on WHBY turning 100 years old. So absolutely, we're behind 250.
That congratulations on that.
Did not for us. Yeah.
That's great. All right. And Sean, what about you?
Oh, for sure. Our backyard broadcasting group in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, we've been hosting our 4th of July Set the Night to Music fireworks extravaganza every year in downtown Williamsport. This past year was our 30th anniversary a couple weeks ago, and we were barely a day done with our fireworks, and we're already planning on something special to go with our fireworks next year to tie in with America's.
Well, listen, congratulations to all of you for being patriotic. We have a great country that we need to celebrate, and I love that none of you are negative. I like the 14% of people in those polls last hour. So have a great day, guys. Appreciate you being part of the show today. We will talk soon at some point. After this quick sponsors break, well, the personal connection is coming your way. Tech and travel is next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Summer is time to be out enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown with the one accessory that makes this season even better. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Whether in the gym or enjoying the great outdoors, we love the 32 hours of battery life and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands. So right now, get 15% off Raycon's best-selling Everyday Earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old-school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at SimpliSafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at SimpliSafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mary mentioned the personal connection last hour when we were talking to Robin Levy, and here it comes for our G-Block today, folks. But first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, or even world happenings could compromise your travel plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, folks, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues, including work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement. You get roadside assistance, prescription replacement, translation services. Of course, you're covered for lost or delayed bags, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays. You're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel. Do that before you travel. Or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, the term smart hotel rooms is thrown around a lot in our industry, but we find it can be questionable. These days, hotel rooms can be confusing and less user-friendly, especially when it comes to how to operate some of the called smart light switches, thermostats, sometimes the window blinds, even the lighting. But smart TVs may actually be the smartest tech item in hotel rooms these days. Why am I saying that? Well, here to join the conversation with us for today's personal connection is Kara Hermans. She's a Senior Vice President of User Experience and Product Management with Sonify. Let's talk smart TVs.
Kara, nice to have you aboard with us today on America's number one travel radio show. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. Looking forward to this conversation. All right. You know, we're going to get into some of the specifics of what Mary just mentioned in the setup in a minute, but I want to begin with a brief overview of Sonify. I think it's a good place to start since you are a leader in the hospitality tech space. You spend a lot of time and effort in research and development to find out what hotel guests want. So who is Sonify and what does the company primarily offer hotels when it comes to a better TV experience?
Absolutely. So Sonify is a technology and service provider for the hospitality space. We also serve some hospitals as well, but really focus on hospitality today. So we're in about 1.1 million hotel rooms. We service over 5,000 properties. And really what we do is we're here to provide technology like managed Wi-Fi or casting technology, interactive television, entertainment, TV channels, etc. And then we also support our hotels. So sometimes technology doesn't always go right, and we have a large support organization to be there both remotely and on site. And our goal is very much to be behind the scenes. So I don't know that Sonify would really be considered a household name. We really try to stay behind the scenes and elevate our hotel brands.
Right. But with 1.1 million rooms, I think you said, there's a good chance most of our listeners have experienced a smart TV that you guys are behind the technology of, which is great. So I want to get into you. I see you mentioned you work with major hotel brands. We're also aware you have very strong partnerships in the gaming space, i.e. casinos. And I want to use Las Vegas as an example. You mentioned interactive TV. So many hotel rooms don't have coffee makers in Vegas because they want you to leave the room, walk the floor, spend your money as you pass through the casino. And, you know, generally, I don't think we're going to Vegas to watch TV, but you're a leader in the space. And I guess there is something to be said for smart TVs in casino hotel rooms. And I'd love for you to talk about the interactive aspect and what you're doing to personalize experiences for guests in casinos.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. As much as we all want to be out and experiencing all that Vegas has to offer and the amazing hotel amenities that are there, we do all, you know, we're human and we need a moment to relax. So that's when the television comes into play. And of course, we've got all of the great entertainment options so that you can just unwind. But to your point, the TV can also do some really amazing things to help guests better understand what's available at the property and to help them just engage and know what they want to do next, to plan their next adventure. And that, in turn, helps hotels because it does get folks out of the room into areas that can generate revenue for that hotel property, but also create a really meaningful experience for that guest. So there are things like we can promote different, maybe if there's a restaurant on site that has tables available that night, we can let the guests know that they can, you know, book a table and go and enjoy that amazing cuisine. We can do things like have live streams of various areas of the resort. So then a guest can know, oh, shoot, there aren't a lot of people at the pool right now. I'll run down and enjoy that. So there are all sorts of things that that interactive television system can do to help the guests engage with the property.
Yeah, we agree with that. No question.
Yeah, so interesting.
So just this week, our friends at J.D. Power announced the results from their 2025 North American Hotel Guest Satisfaction Index. And what caught our attention is when they asked what hotel amenities guests consider a need to have versus nice to have, okay, so need to have versus nice to have, they found 40% of guests selected smart TV and the ability to stream their content. And that's a large number, right? I mean, 40% of So seeing those results, I want you to talk about your partnership with LG and Google. We're told that the pilot programs with Google Cast were so successful that they're being rolled out, you know, more widely now. So share what that is and how does it work on hotel TVs?
Yes, thank you. We're really excited about this partnership and this functionality. So, you know, the entertainment has changed so much, right, in our time, and now guests are so accustomed to being able to watch their own content that they want to watch at home while they're on the road. And this idea of being able to do that, whether it's Hulu or Netflix or YouTube or whatever, we were able to launch that capability back in 2016, actually, using physical Chromecast devices in guest rooms. And it was really exciting to see the adoption and the interest of that and how much guests use that capability. And they could watch, you know, content from thousands of apps. And so they really could have that at-home experience. So you kind of fast forward now to today, some of the challenges associated with having those Chromecasts in the room was that it was another piece of hardware. Sometimes it could get unplugged. You know, sometimes it wasn't always functional for the next guest, things like that. So with this partnership with LG and Google, it's so exciting is that that technology that allows guests to watch their own content on the biggest room or the biggest TV in the room is now embedded into the television. So it means that we don't have another physical piece of hardware that the hotel has to make sure is plugged in, that we, you know, remotely are making sure is working. And then even when we go to install the technology, we can now remotely enable that feature on the television rather than having to go into the room. So that prevents some of the disruption when you're going in and you know, introducing this new technology. And ultimately, what all of this means is that that capability that guests love, and we see that from usage, is more widely available and just more reliable. So they can always have that great experience.
And now, so I have a question about logins and things like that. Is it seamless when you're saying that this is new technology? So like when I check in, how seamless is the experience? Because, you know, some people don't like to put their passwords out and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And who remembers their passwords, right? I mean,
that's true.
So we have a couple of different ways. We have some integrations where when a guest, you know, books through a hotel, that hotel can connect their reservation to the room that they're in. And then the guest simply taps the, you know, a connect button within the hotel app and they're automatically connected. In other instances, we again have like really strived to make it as seamless as possible. So a guest would just turn on the TV and they can see a screen that walks them through how to connect. So they do need to be on the hotel Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. But once they've done that, they simply scan a QR code, which is very common and something we're used to in you know, like TV apps at home. So you scan that QR code and then you're connected. And
it's
with that
pretty
says,
straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it that helps create, by the way, that safe connection.
Right.
So
exactly.
My phone is only connected to my room, so I can't cast to your room.
Right.
So,
that's great.
You know, and one of the things we're talking about with hotels, but clearly cruise ships as well. You see very smart TVs on cruise ships.
Yeah.
And these live shots we were talking about earlier, I listened, Mary and I on a cruise ship, we've enjoyed some of the things we've done recently where you see travelers wandering around the ship, which is kind of funny. I mean, or they are lounging in a deck, or you are right. You know, you can know what's available and what's not.
Yeah,
same as hotels, where the ship's going. But think about it right now. We've got about a minute with you. We're talking about, you know, smart devices, smart TVs. I mean, Karen, just how smart do you imagine smart TVs can continue to get in the future? I mean, do you have a wish list of things that you want to see?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're always, you know, planning and thinking and brainstorming. So I think, how can we make that television experience that much more meaningful and personalized for the guest? So when you walk in, you know, you can, you're not only just watching the content that you've brought with you, but maybe we can curate some of the content that you're seeing in terms of promotions or in terms of TV channels or other things that are based on your preferences and things that we've learned about you while you travel. So that then when you're walking in, we're making that experience even better. You don't have to search out for the spa. If we know that you love the spa, we can make those special offers available to you right away. So I think that there is a lot more coming on the world of smart TV in helping the guests just make that, you know, have that even better experience.
Well, Kara, listen, good information today. We thank you very much for sharing it with us. This is something that we will just continue to follow as more and more evolution occurs. So I hope you enjoy the weekend, okay? Thank you.
Yes, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Kara. Take care.
And folks, by the way, if you want to find out more information on Sonify, the website is just sonify.com. Kara, take care.
Thank you both.
Have a good weekend. Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye.
All right, well, there we are, folks. So we are now about 20 minutes away, by the way, from Mary and me answering some of your emails. We've got a good stack here today. We've got four or five good ones. Hopefully we get to them. We'll see how that works out. Right now, we're going to take a break so Bobby can run some sponsor messages and our local stations can update you during this bottom of the hour break. Next, AI and travel planning get dissected on your favorite travel radio show.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You ever heard of Caralluma? Well, that makes two of us. Caralluma is an edible cactus that grows in India, and it's a natural appetite suppressant. Caralluma is just one of the all-natural ingredients doctors added to a remarkable new weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. If you've got a bold summer weight loss goal, but injections aren't for you, the doctors who formulated Lean shared with us that this supplement is as close to science as come to giving you all the benefits of those popular injections. Lean was created to help maintain healthy blood sugar and help control appetite and cravings. But the rare ingredients in Lean are also designed to help burn fat by converting fat into energy. And the best part, no needles, just real results. Doctors created a healthier way to lose weight by capturing the power of natural ingredients like Caralluma. And it's just plain smart. So let's get you started with 20% off when you use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com. Or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I'm delighted to introduce you to our next guest, a longtime acquaintance of mine named Craig Stoltz. Craig is a former travel editor at my alma mater, The Washington Post, and he now writes on a wide variety of travel subjects as a freelance journalist. His recent article in Afar magazine, Afar is a very good magazine, by the way, if you haven't seen it, his article caught my eye because in this article, Craig took artificial intelligence out for a spin to see whether using AI might be a smart way to plan your travel. I was interested to learn that Craig recently worked with the federal government co-leading a plan to get 6,000 members of a federal agency to use a chatbot like ChatGPT or AI in their daily work. It was a job he did until recently when, as he puts it, Elon Musk set me free. Craig, I'm glad you've been set free and you can talk to us today. So you looked at five different artificial intelligence systems and pretended you were planning a trip. And overall, before we get to some specifics, what did you find?
Hi, Rudy. Generally speaking, they are very promising. They work very well, and they could help you organize your thoughts, and they could give you good ideas. In the details, they often fail.
And what do they promise you? Or what is the promise of them, I should say?
That they could plan an itinerary for you anywhere in the world, tailored to your specific interests. I gave them the task of planning a trip for me. It was a trip that I had recently taken, so I had real on-the-ground knowledge in San Luis Obispo, California. And I gave them very specific requirements. I like to stay in independent hotels. I like to eat farm-to-table restaurants. I like to do light activities. I like to visit wineries. It was a rather long list of things, and I had them put together an itinerary. They all did a...
I'm sorry, you probably gave them the number of days you had as well, right?
Yes, I did.
Yep.
And I gave them a general sense of budget. And they all did a pretty good job of putting together a set of activities during this number of days. They all failed in different ways. You get some major fails, like... some of them said that the days that I had selected for my trip were in the past, and I had to correct it. In one case, they had sent me to a place that was in Vermont instead of California.
Yeah, well, not a big difference.
So you will find some really big errors. You will also find a lot of small errors, and frankly, the smaller ones are a little bit more worrisome. One of them recommended to me a restaurant that, when I went and checked, had been closed for 6 months.
Mm.
So it's very important to check the accuracy of all of these, of all the information that's provided. But I will say, Rudy, it's really important to say that these things do a pretty good job. If you're starting from scratch, if you don't know how you're going to spend a few days, mm-hmm. boy, it is so much faster than just starting with Google and scratching your head and reading all those articles and starting to put together something yourself on a scratch pad. It really gets you pretty far down the runway, to use an apt metaphor, in the planning process. You have to check everything. You're going to have to adapt everything. But it really does give you a kind of good shell, a good starting place.
Well, in addition to an itinerary, which is what you have been talking about, several of these sites pop up the hotels that apparently they think the AI thinks will appeal to you, and you can book them right there. I mean, you don't even have to go searching, you know, onto various sites. You can see the prices. You can book them right on the site. Did that seem to work well?
No, but it does seem to work. The one that is out in front of all the others on this is a site called Mind Trip.
Yes, I never heard of that. We only have about 30 seconds left, Craig. We don't have a lot of time, but Mind Trip, I know you like the best. Why? We have 1 minute left.
They provide a map that shows all the hotels that are available so you can see them. And as you mouse over, you actually see the hotel and can click into it. And there's a little link that lets you book if you are so motivated. So it really does take you from the itinerary to the point where you could actually book a property or an activity. So that's pretty advanced. That's kind of where AI is going.
That's great. I mean, it is exciting, and I know a year from now we will have a lot less to fuss about. Terrific stuff. You can learn more about this by reading Craig Stoltz's article in Afar magazine, AFAR. And do you have a link to that magazine on your website, Craig?
I do, yes.
Okay,
at craigstoltz.com.
Craig Stoltz is Craig is Craig, and Stoltz is S-T-O-L-T-Z, CraigStoltz.com. Craig, thank you so much for joining us. Fascinating stuff.
Thank you, Rudy. Take care.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know something, everyone? Two-minute deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. You know, a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. And unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made there in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and then shipped directly from their facility to your front door. This is terrific quality that's affordable. To find out which mattress will work best for you, all you got to do is take their sleep quiz and find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then this personalized mattress is shipped right to your door, as I mentioned, free of charge. And if you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus. That's a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. And the Helix Kids mattress. It's endorsed by child sleep experts. As a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial. These mattresses have been named the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines, and they're recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So save 27% this weekend at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or as always, find a link by looking at under rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, my friends, my kids, everybody knows I've never been much of an outdoor camping kind of guy. But my next guest may have hit upon a kind of camping that even I could look forward to. Most of us have heard of glamping, a word that's a combination of glamour and camping. But even fancy camping hasn't spoken to me. I mean, you got to start a fire. You got to set up a tie. I don't know. These kind of things just don't ring my bell. But my guest, Brian Linton, is the co-founder of Ferncrest Campground. And he and his wife had a different idea. Brian, welcome to the show. I know you've opened campgrounds in three states, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, and Maine. Please explain what's different about these campgrounds, which I should add, you do hope to spread more widely around the country through franchising.
Yeah, every property we look at has to have some consistencies with how we set them up and operate because our brand is consistent throughout them all. So Ferncrest is the brand. All right. But then the actual way that we embrace that locality and or that even that piece of land is obviously just like in any business, you can't just assume a one size fits all situation. So we standardize a lot of the accommodations. We really primarily focus on the geodesic dome structure, which is a really nice way of creating a glamping structure because it gives you the ability to have an insulated structure with air conditioning and heat and this big window that looks out into the land. It's really like a hotel room within nature. It's like a tent. We say a tent, but it's really, it's almost like a room.
Well, and now we're talking heating and air conditioning. Okay. We're getting closer to what I need. All right.
Exactly.
What about bath facilities?
So at Ferncrest specifically, we have bathhouses. We don't have many different forms of glamping, and there's many applications of glamping that will have a bathroom in a tent itself. And you can put a bathroom in a dome tent. Mm-hmm. However, we have external bathhouses that we actually prefabricate them in Maine or in Michigan, and then we deliver them to our properties fully built, ready to be basically plugged into the utilities. And they're luxurious bathrooms with, you know, nice finishes and much, much, much better than what you would expect from like a campground.
Getting better every single time you describe something. Now, how many of these geodesic domes might you have in a typical campground?
We shoot to have 20 to 30 glamping sites per location. It doesn't necessarily have to happen right off the bat. Like, for instance, our property in Pennsylvania, we have 24 glamping sites at our property now. The one in Oklahoma, that was the next one to open, that has 12. And the one that's opening in Maine any day now is going to be about 10 to start, but it's planned and it's approved to scale to 48.
Okay. And now I gather you find people who have property who want to put this on their property to earn some income, and you're not out buying real estate.
Yeah, correct. I mean, our first one, the Pennsylvania flagship one that we opened a few years ago as one of our hospitality projects, and now has sort of like become the foundational model. That one we own, and we blew up on social media and we got a lot of interest, and we personally love sort of the network effect of doing business with other people. So franchising was the most logical way of doing it. And people that had land, that had a dream and a desire to do this, they were reaching out to us, seeing what we had done. And it became clear that with our sort of unique skill sets of brand building and marketing and sales and all the things that are a little bit more of a unique factor in creating a really resilient brand that attracts customers, mm-hmm. was really perfectly suited to helping other people to do this as well on their own land, but not just give them the knowledge and the info, but give them the deeper partnership. And that's what that franchise model became, is basically people coming to us wanting to build these, not wanting to go alone and do it on their own and figure it out. And so we've now started to work closely with many people. We have 7 franchisees now in development, and we have many, many more on the way.
More information at ferncrestcampground.com. Brian Linton's my guest. Thank you, Brian, for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's been a little bit of a lighter lift here on the show today for Mary and me. And with all the travel that we have coming, folks, we're going to take it. As we reconnect with you from the New York City area for the final segment of today's broadcast, we're going to answer some listener emails sent in to us. But first, we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carry.
The summer sheet sale is happening at MyPillow.com/Carry, and these prices are such a steal. Right now, you can order the Giza Dreams bed sheets in any size and any color for just $49.98. These are truly excellent 400 thread count sheets that we love. They're made from the best cotton in the world from Giza. Also on sale are the Percal bed sheets. These are breathable with a crisp, cooler feel. They're only $29.88. Also any size and any color. Think about that. Twins, doubles, queens, kings, split kings, California kings, any size, any color. These are great prices. So stock up today and order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. And as a show fan, when your order is over $100, you're also going to get $100 in free digital gifts.
Well, who doesn't love anything free, right? I'll tell you right now, you can get free Rev 7 energy drink. That's a home run product that's out there. When you compare this to all the energy drinks that are out there, folks, it's beating them across the board. It's powered by Go BHB. It contains no caffeine, no sugar. It's vegan, comes in great flavors, no stimulants. So you can get the three pack. Just go to mypillow.com/carry. Use code carry. You can get all the savings Mary just talked about as well. You'll save 30% on Rev 7 as well if you're already a fan. Anyway, you can also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, email number one, that is from Nita, who listens to us in Hammond, Indiana. She hears us on our local Chicago affiliate. That's a newer station to our network, AM560 WIND Radio. She writes, "My husband and I used to fly Norwegian Air out of O'Hare to Europe, and I enjoyed the 787 service they provided. There's another airline now at O'Hare called Norse Atlantic Airways. That's from the same place Norwegian Air was. Would you recommend this airline for travel to Europe? We've also looked at French B Airlines out of O'Hare. I've never heard of these airlines, but they have some good pricing." Well, I will address Norse Atlantic for Nita, Mary, and then if you want, you weigh in on French B.
I know a little bit about French B. Yeah.
Okay. So, Nita, first, just like us here in the New York City area, or any big city, frankly, living near a major airport certainly gives you options. Now, Mary and I tend to fly name brand airlines. There are many reasons for this. Certainly safety and amenities, they rank high with us. We also have elite loyalty status, and a main way to keep it is to fly the same airline as much as possible. So, yeah, yes, Norse Atlantic was founded by former Norwegian executives. I believe they also acquired a dozen or so of their Boeing 787 aircraft. But Norse is not Norwegian, although they do have a partnership enabling customers of one airline to connect to flights of the other. But Norwegian today is basically now just a limited short-haul airline flying in Europe. Norse, it's a low-cost airline focusing on transatlantic flights. Norse, they're going to charge you for everything, all right? Checked bags, meals, seat assignments, looking at your seatmate. Well, that's still free, but at least for now.
Okay. All right, so French B Airlines. So just first of all, be aware that you're not going to be flying out of the main airport in Paris, which is Charles de Gaulle. You're going to be flying in and out of Orly in Paris. And there are some transfers, rail transfers, you're going to need to do to get into the center of Paris. French B only has about a half dozen aircraft. They fly the Airbus A350 XWB model planes. And if you encounter any issues mechanically, because they don't have a lot of aircraft, your flight could get canceled, or you're certainly in for a long wait while the plane is being repaired. So that's one issue there. Flight B also weighs your carry-on, and if it's over a certain size, more than 26 pounds, I believe, you're going to be forced to check it and pay a fee. So I think you should at least look at United Airlines since you're in Chicago and add up all the things you're likely going to pay for to fly on French B. Then add in the mileage you're going to earn with United that you can redeem domestically, and maybe the cost isn't going to be that much different. I'd at least take a look. You certainly have more options available to you with United as well.
I would agree with that. So email number two is from Hayden. He listens to us in Live Oak, Texas. That's adjacent to Randolph Air Force Base, which means he hears the show in our local San Antonio affiliate, AM 930 KLUP Radio. He writes to us, "Next spring will be the big 5-0 for my wife. We own our own printing business, and it doesn't allow us to take time off, so we haven't traveled very much, other than some occasional weekend getaways to parts of Texas and a handful of trade shows in Chicago, New Orleans, and Atlanta. Paris is a dream we've long had. Italy is also very appealing. Do you think it's possible to make Europe our first big trip, or would you recommend staying more local here in the U.S.? We've always wanted to visit Washington, D.C., and New York is also on our bucket list. Wherever we go, we can only be gone for more than a week." Hayden, first thing that comes to mind reading your email, if you are thinking about going to Europe, I do respect you have some time, but you're going to need to get a passport. Otherwise, you're going to be staying domestic for this big birthday regardless. Mary, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think New York and D.C. are both good options. I think they're always good options, but I do think it's absolutely possible to make a destination in Europe your first big trip, 100%, especially Italy and Paris, France. I mean, major American and hotel companies like Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt all have a strong presence throughout Europe. English is widely spoken. I personally would choose Europe in the spring. New York or D.C. if it's early spring could be dicey weather-wise, although D.C. will be a little bit nicer usually. Paris is very pretty in the spring, but I would, I personally, out of all of that, I would choose Italy in the spring. It's fabulous weather-wise. You have the Amalfi Coast. You have Milan and Lake Garda or Como, the Tuscany region. I would choose. What does your wife want to do? I don't know. I'd go to Europe.
Hey, listen, whether you choose New York or Washington, D.C., they're both very different, but you're going to have a great time. With it being the America 250 celebration happening next spring, I'd lean Washington,
yes.
D.C.
Yeah,
plus,
yeah.
We have this crazy mayoral race happening up here that could add serious agita to your travels, depending on how it goes. D.C. does have the cherry blossoms, and from all the American history there, between the two, D.C. is what I'd say. So if it's Europe, maybe a cruise, right? We've done the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise with show fans over there. I'd say celebrating your wife's 50th with top luxury surrounding you, waking up at a different city every day. You could do that for a week for sure, and you'll have the crew there to help you along the way and make it even more special. So maybe that's an option for you as well. We're not going to get to emails 3 or 4 that we have in the front of us today, Mary. Always run out of time on these things. I will say thank you for sending in your questions and comments at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Until we're back next Saturday, July 26th from 10 to noon Eastern. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.